Hello, this is Michael Stitcher from Artillery. You listen to Sunny Perspectives.
Welcome to another interview brought to you by Sonic Perspectives. I'm Rodrigo Altaf, and on the phone with me, I have one of the founding members of Thrash Metal Pioneers Artillery, Mr. Michael Stutzer. Michael, great talking to you, man.
Great to talk to you, too.
Are you in Denmark at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in Denmark. I'm about 5 kilometers from Copenhagen. So, yeah, I'm in the cold, cold Denmark.
Oh, very cool. I visited Denmark like 4 or 5 years ago. I had a great time in Copenhagen.
Yeah, it's a great city.
Yeah. Well, you have a brand new album coming out in a couple of weeks entitled The Face of Fear, right? What can you tell us about the album?
The album is in my opinion, is the best of the three latest albums we have done. And Metal Blade seems to agree on that. Hmm. So the album continues 10 songs on the right, you know, not in the bonus tracks, but 10 songs. And they are from the typical Artillery riffing, you know, like the fast upspeeded tempo to some 2 songs or 3 songs that's a bit different, and to a ballet called Pain. So that's a lot of things on that album. And it's very... In the production, I think it's really, really great. I really like the production on this album. And I think on this album, we worked a lot with making the songs a little bit shorter and on the last album. And plus, we tried to keep the hook lines a bit more push. So I hope that seemed to succeed. I hope that.
Yeah, sure. And I understand your brother, Morten Stutzer, he had some health issues about a year ago and had to step down for a few months, right? I hope all is well with him now.
Yeah, he had a kind of stroke, you know, and was really bad at one point. And was not even sure he could play the Stooges here, but luckily we could do that. But he ain't fit enough to go on tour yet. Mm. We hope that... You could, maybe about 7-8 months, something like that. I hope he can be able to tour again. Oh. So that's the only bad thing about making this album, you know. But luckily wise, he was with us in the studio all the time, and he contributed with writing one of the songs, and he played solos on almost all songs also. So mm-hmm. That was great.
Yeah. Well, and the new album was produced by Søren Andersen, who also played guitar with Glenn Hughes, and he produced one of his albums as well. What was it like working with him, and have you guys met a long time ago or just when this album was recorded?
We met him for a long time ago because he had been producing our last 5 albums since our comeback in 2009.
Oh, okay.
So we know him really well. He's a very good guy and a very, very... In my opinion, a very good producer. He's very, 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 very good. And he has, as you said, he had been playing guitar for a long time, so he's a good musician too. So, and in studio, he's very good as a person too. So we have a very, very good working together. It's really cool.
Yeah, I actually saw him play with Glenn Hughes a couple of times. He has a great stage presence and like a funky style, but I never thought he'd be picked to produce a thrash metal album. But funny you say that he's produced the last 3 albums of Artillery.
but it's funny because the first time we met for many years ago, we just talked about anything, and he told me he was a producer. Mm-hmm. And our former singer, Søren Adamsen, knew him really well at that point and said to me, he's a good producer. Mm-hmm. So we go down to the studio and talk to him, and he said to me when he heard our music first time, he think that would be a big challenge, and he was really open-minded for that. And every time we go to the studio now and do something with him, he always say to me he's really happy because he never knows what will be coming, you know. So he's really taking this serious, and I know he's very, very proud of this, that the last album, The Face of Fear. So
Yeah. Well, I really like the production, in particular the guitar sound, which is so
Mm.
crunchy and heavy. What is your secret in the studio, or what was the secret of Soren in the studio to achieve a perfect guitar sound?
You know, artillery always have that kind of crunchy sound, but Sean can give it a last thing, put it into it. We use Marshall JCM 800 and Tube Screamer. That's the only two things we really use. So
Keep it simple.
yeah, keep it simple and not any fancy things on it. But that's those two combination of those two, and so playing with my PC Rich on it. It gives it a very, very, very heavy sound.
Oh, cool. And you have re-recorded two songs in the Face of Fear, Mind of No Return and Dr. Evil. Where were these two songs originally released, and why did you decide to record them now?
Let's take Dr. Evil first. That was on our album from 2011 called Legions, and we was never really satisfied with the way some of the singing parts went out and some of the mixing for that. Because it was the last song we did. And Mistletoe asked us to have one more track than the original decided, So we took that song and said we have a chance to change it a bit so it got a little bit better as a bonus track. Mind of No Return is way, way back from the start of Artillery. I think it was the first or the second song we ever wrote in Artillery back in 1982. And it was on our first demo from 1982, December 1982. And we always thought that song has some very good parts in it. But at that time, we had a really bad singer. So we really wanted to have that with a good singer on it, And I think it was really fun doing that song because it inspired us to go a bit back to our roots and keep some riffing from the old days too, put into the new stuff.
Oh,
So
cool.
that was fun.
And so far, I've seen only one video from the new album, for the song Crossroads to Conspiracy. Are you planning to make other videos?
Yeah, as the first video was the Face of Fear. Yeah, don't know if you have seen
Oh,
that.
I didn't see that
Yeah.
one. No.
Oh. But I can send it to you if you want it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'd like that. I really like
Yeah.
what you did with the video for Legions, for example, from two albums ago. So I'm hoping for something
Yeah.
along those lines.
Yeah, it's a really cool video. I think some of the best. And the second song, Crossroads to Conspiracy, was out. It was not a real video, like a production video.
It's
But
like
we
a
will have,
lyric video, right?
And we're gonna do in this moment. We are recording a new video for the third song. It's called Pain, and it's, of course, this is a bit different song, but it's had a very good story. So I'm looking forward to get that out on too.
I really like Pain. I think it stands out in the album because it's different from the other songs. I think in a perfect world, that song would have been a hit because it's really catchy.
Yeah, I think it's always good to have if you have so many songs who are up tempo and aggressive and like that, it's very good to have one song like that. If you listen to Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning or some Testament albums where there've been ballads on, it's always give a good break.
Well, The Face of Fear is your third album in a row with singer Michael Dahl, right? I hope he's here to stay because out of all the Artillery singers, he seems to be the most versatile one. Would you agree with that opinion or?
Yeah, so we have a very good cooperation, Michael and me, and we are really good friends, And I know in the start there was a lot of people who said he was too much of a power metal singer, but it's I think it's funny because Flemming Rønsdorf and Søren Adamsen, who've been in the band, was no growler singer or anything like that. So I think it's funny that people always say that. But okay, he can sing and he's a really good singer, but that doesn't mean that we're playing power metal, I still consider us to be a melodic thrash metal band.
Well, I saw a little bit of the power metal influence here and there in Legions, for example, that's noticeable. But in this new release, you seem to have gone back to your roots a little bit. That's my feeling anyway.
I mean, I think that's true because, as I said, we was inspired of some of the old stuff and put that into the new stuff. So maybe that's right. I would also say on Legions, was the first album we did. So we, of course, we was searching around about how should we sound? You know, you always, when you had new people in, so you always try a lot of things before you find what was really good and working for you.
Yeah, understood. So, yeah. And, well, you must get that question a lot, but you guys broke up in 1991, then reformed and broke up again, but you've been on a good roll since the last reformation in 2007. What was the reason behind these breakups, and what did you do in between the reunions, you in particular?
Part of Artillery was a very difficult time because the people in the band was very different from each other, you know, and even if we got to do some music who got really much attention, it was like for the singer Fleming, he didn't think that the band was moving too fast enough, you know, and he really wanted to do some other stuff. And now he don't play metal anymore, but he's just visiting us on a stage when we got a prize here last year. So we're not bad friends or anything like that.
All right. In
the second time where Artillery was having a little break was because at that time we did the back album, and we was trying to see if we could get anything together, but Fleming didn't want to tour at that point. Mm-hmm. So we knew that if we had to go out to tour and get a step further on with Artillery, we have to have a new singer because you can't just make an album and sit back and sleep. you had to go out on the road, you know.
Yeah.
So after we united from 2009, we have been really stable. Of course, we lost our original drummer Carsten because he wanted to go back to his root and play punk rock. And Sean Adams was the singer before, had a lot of bands going on at the same time, so he had to choose if he wanted to play with us or with 10,000 other bands, you know. So when we got Michael Bastendale and my really good friend Josh on drums in the band, it was really stable and we have a lot of great times together. We're really good friends, you know. So, so that really means a lot. And we still have Peter on bass, you know, from the old days.
We have
a very good band now and very good friends. So that's easy to work with.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that your first North American tour was only a few years ago.
Yeah.
So are you planning new dates now, or?
Yeah. In fact, I'm talking to a lot of my friends who also make concerts in the United States. Mm. You have Randy Kastner and Ed Farsley, some of our good friends. And we have a good friend who was organizing some of the tours last time called Nate Klug, mm-hmm. who also plays in a band called Stillfire.
Okay.
And we are just talking now because we are going to South America to play with Exhumer in late March, 1st of April. And we try to get some dates right after that in the United States. So maybe we can do 7 or 8 jobs there.
Well, you toured in my home country a few years ago with a band that I know very well, Torture Squad.
Yeah.
So you toured in Brazil, right? What was that like?
Yeah. Oh, that was great. And we are also very good friends with Total Squad.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, they have been good guys. Uh-huh. All the way we played with them in Brazil. We played with them in a European tour. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we know them a lot.
Yeah.
And America. And, yeah, that's great guys. And, yeah. And playing in South America is some of the best places to play, you know, because the people are so into the music, so yeah, it's a real pleasure, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good people around there. That's the good clean climate, you know, that's warm and everything is fine in South America.
Yeah, well, I miss that weather and I miss the people, man, because I live in Toronto now, so people are fine here, but the weather is miserable, so you know, there's good and bad things everywhere.
Toronto could be a possibility to play, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I'll look forward to that, man. Hope you guys make it here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, another question I have is, you guys were playing thrash when bands like Metallica, Exodus, and Slayer hadn't even started yet. Do you feel you have influenced them in any way? I mean, you were contemporaries with Merciful Fate, for example, which also came from Denmark, like you.
Yeah.
And they're mentioned as a big influence on Lars Ulrich, for example.
Yeah, as Merciful Fate and we had the same rehearsal room from 1984 to 1986.
Oh, cool.
So that was a kind of a very inspiring, you know.
Uh-huh.
And at one point we had the same rehearsal with Metallica, because they, while they were recording Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning, they were down in our rehearsal room and preparing for to go to the studio. We had our studio, our rehearsal room just outside the Sweet Silence studio.
Oh, wow.
So we had some good times there. And I remember first time they came into the rehearsal room, and James Hetfield, we were playing and was sitting down, and we played a song there, and he was just headbanging totally wild. That was really cool.
cool. And I think the influence of bands from the 70s like Black Sabbath, Uriah Heep, and even Accept are palpable in your sound, right? And I see you there with a rainbow shirt as well.
Mm.
What other bands would you say influenced you?
Oh, there's so many good bands. You know, a lot of bands from the 70s, even bands like, for example, Jethro Tull, Grand Funk Railroad, Black Sabbath, of course, Uriah Heep, Deep Purple, Zeppelin. There's a lot of bands there. And from that up to Maiden, Judas Priest, Accept, and you name it. And then in the 80s, bands like Metallica, Exodus, Slayer. There's a combination of all that put in together.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of bands. I think I have a CD and vinyl collection about 8,000 or 9,000.
Wow.
So I have a lot of music.
Yeah, Jesus. And what kind of audience do you see on your shows these days? Like people from the 80s, like older metal guys, or fans from a younger generation, or a little bit of each?
I think it's a little bit of each, because at many points it's very funny, because sometimes a father comes up with his son and says, can my son get your signature also? And I think that's really cool, you know, or a mother with her daughter. That's really cool to see so many younger people coming out. And, you know, some of them wasn't even born when we played our first album, you know. So that's cool. That's really proud of if you can inspire people at that age to go to listen to thrash metal. That's cool.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have a 4-year-old, and I'm constantly trying to influence her, because I know that the new generation, the teens these days, you know, they have very little connection with rock music and, you know, more complex kind of music. So I'm trying to influence her a lot. Yeah. And how many shows would you say you play every year? And is it tiring for you? Is it exhausting to you to be on the road at this age? Or
no, I love playing, you know. Of course, you have a lot of traveling time, waiting time. But when you stand on the stage, you forget all about that, because that's a real meaning, you know. You play for the diehard fans we have. They are all worth going for, you know. Mm. They really keep us going, you know. That's so good. Yeah. I wouldn't miss that for a second, you know. And I think the last 3 or 4 years we have played some between 80 or 100 shows each year. So it's not like we are sitting on our bum.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a really a lot.
Yeah.
But you see, at the last tour we played in the United States, we played, I think, 36 jobs. Mm-hmm. So already that was a lot.
Yeah. Well, looking back on all these years, do you think you would have changed anything in the way you carried the band? I mean, do you have any regrets or anything you wish you would have done differently?
I would say I still have some bad moments about when we first split up in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point we were very young, and I think we could have done things better if we had been a bit older, you know, and more wiser.
Uh-huh.
But you can always be clever and go back, you know. I think that was a bit sad, you know.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we have so many ups and downs. So luckily wise, we have more ups than we have downs. So let's keep the old going, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys decided to come back, you know, because, you know, there's always a second chance or even a third chance to make it right. Mm. So.
Yeah, that's true. And as I said to you, we always loved to play music. Even when Artillery was splitting up, Morten and me did a band called Missing Link, who make some albums, you know. Mm. And at that time, people only wanted to hear either the grunge or the death total death metal.
Yeah.
So we were very, very tough there at that point.
Yeah. So at which point can we be aware of the tour dates, or when are they going to be announced?
I hope that we have something for the United States in 4 months. But if it's going to be us, I'm really sure it's going to be about the mid-October time, mm-hmm. around the 18th, because I know there's a festival there who want us in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. So I hope that I can have something for you there.
Yeah, sure. I hope so, man. I hope so. Well, I had a blast with this conversation and this interview. Let's finish off with a song from the new album. Which one would you pick to close the interview?
I think it will be very good to play either Swarm Utopia or Through the Gates of Atrocity.
Okay, we'll play one of those, man. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll be in
thank
touch.
Thank you, too. All yeah, right. And thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
That's it, guys. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this interview with Michael Stutzer of Artillery. Make sure you purchase your copy of their new album, The Face of Fear. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast in order to get notified of all our interviews as well as our Talking Perspectives podcast. I also invite you to like us on Facebook and Twitter and check us out on www.sonicperspectives.com. We'll leave you with the song Sworn Utopia from Artillery's new album, The Face of Fear. Take care and rock on!